Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, July 23rd, 2009. It's a beautiful day, and we are again here in the Washington, D.C. area, friend Maryland, and preparing this message from a lovely room overlooking a golf course. And we also noted yesterday that we had a really neat, what would that be, reverberation type of effect. So we enjoyed the way it came out. Today's background music is actually recorded right here in this home as well on a Steinway grand piano by Brooksine. Lord, you are more precious than silver. Well, today's message is on the honeybee. If you go to our site today, in fact, you will see a picture of a bee a friend of mine took, but actually, I believe I've been told it's not a honeybee, but it sure is amazing what close-up photography can do. Well, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and today Marilyn is joining us, and we're sharing a message titled, Sweeter Than Honey. We have two scripture texts, both from the Psalms today, Psalm 19, 9-11, and Psalm 119, 103.
The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are sure and altogether righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the comb. By them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. How sweet are your words to my taste. Yes, sweeter than honey to my mouth.
Yesterday, we visited the Appalachian Apiary in Western Maryland. Now, an apiary is the formal name for a bee farm, and our friend Dean has established an amazing operation over the last couple of years since acquiring a farm built over 200 years ago. As I walked over the farm with Dean, he explained to me how it works. Essentially, the house and barn sit between two large fields with beehives. The bees will go out to the surrounding area up to a mile to collect nectar from the flowering plants, and then return to the hive to produce honey. If you're like me, when you consider bees, you might first consider their God-given defense mechanism. I've been on the skinned side of their sting several times, and it sure isn't pleasant. However, for me, it's merely a pain followed by deep itching and a bit of swelling. But for others, the sting may trigger a dangerous anaphylactic reaction that is potentially deadly.
But when we think of bees, we also consider honey. We recall a song sung years ago by Music Machine, and it goes something like, bees make honey and it sure tastes good. And that's about all we could remember. Stephen and I couldn't remember how it goes after those words, but it's based on the sixth fruit of the Spirit, goodness, when they were doing the fruit of the Spirit.
Well, bees do make honey, although I'd rather not dwell on the process as Dean explained it to me yesterday. And honey sure does taste good. In biblical times, with no availability of processed sugar, honey was the standard for sweetness. The famous description of the Promised Land was, quote, a land flowing with milk and honey. That's from Leviticus 20, verse 24. But actually, I found that phrase several times throughout the Word of God.
Well, the great thing about the Bible is the universality of the illustrations. I don't know this for sure, but I suppose that regardless of where you live as you're listening to us today, you have bees and honey. David wrote today's scripture some 3,000 years ago, and he was from a part of the world far away from where most of us live. Yet we can experience what David experienced. In fact, we enjoyed some sweet honey on warmly toasted bread as we prepared our message today, and we put a photo up of that.
And it was good. In fact, I sure enjoy honey. Both Psalm 19 and Psalm 119 are a wonderful extolling of the Word of God. David would have had far less of the written Word than we have today, since much of the Old Testament and all of the New Testament were not even written. Yet he declared, "How sweet are your words to my taste. Yes, sweeter than honey to my mouth." May we all have this same attitude concerning his words as they apply it to our lives. Consider this the next time you enjoy some honey. Let's pray together. Father, thank you today for your word. Thank you for these wonderful scripture texts from the psalmist, and how that even though we're reading them and commenting and learning from them some 3,000 years after he wrote them, how that we can still identify with how sweet honey is, even this morning with toasted bread. Lord, we pray that we would have that same attitude toward your holy word, that we would recognize how it is sweet to us, and we would daily appropriate your word in our lives, read it, study it, and memorize it. Lord, thank you for our listeners today. We ask your blessings upon each one, especially those that might be undergoing some type of trial. May they rest today in the assurance that you are a good God, and they have the assurance that you care for them today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, what a joy to share the word today with you. We do have some photos taken from our trip to Western Maryland yesterday on the Appalachian and Maryland, is that how it's pronounced? Apiary or apiary? I didn't ask Dean the pronunciation. I saw it on his sign.
I say apiary.
Yeah, I guess it's like some of the biblical books.
You can pronounce it however you want.
Yeah, most of you listeners wouldn't know either way. It's kind of like pronouncing Habakkuk or a Habakkuk. People really, it's whatever preacher and how kind of background he has. Well, we have first of all, a really nice picture of Marilyn with her son and daughter-in-law and three children and, well, two on the way. What an interesting family. And it's a great story. We tell a little bit about it in the thing, and it's a source of hope to many out there that are waiting for God to bring that mate into your life. And they just have a neat testimony. We just had a great time. I have a couple pictures of the farm itself, the hives, the beehives, if you would like to look at them, and a picture of their farmhouse. Oh, what a neat farmhouse they have. Built in 1790, it's a stone house, and we had a tremendous meal in it. We ended the meal with pie and homemade ice cream sweetened with sugar.
No.
I see, just the opposite of water. Sweetened, that's what it's normally sweetened with honey. You know what? Normally, we don't make these over again either when we get this far along. You just get the imperfections at all. If you're looking for somebody polished, you're listening to the wrong folks. But we're smiling as we do this and seeing the imperfections. We have a picture of Esther driving. I think they call it Gator. It's a John Deere kind of a farm utility vehicle. She did a good job. She's got Marilyn's little grandson in it. He just really seemed to like Esther yesterday. And I think it's neat. They're in front of a smokehouse. And one more picture we have is a picture of a hyacinth macaw, I believe. Macaw. And, this bird was interesting. It's beautiful blue with yellow eyes. Wow. And we're going to put one more picture up of our family Marilyn took yesterday that is in front of the smokehouse. The authentic smokehouse where years ago they would have smoked their meats. Well, we do, as usual, suggest a couple of songs today. One of them is by Mercy Me, a beautiful song called Word of God Speak. And it's available as a video. And then a portion of Psalm 19 today, actually not the verses we quoted on, but verses 13 and 14 of Psalm 19 from the Integrity Scripture Memory Series. It really relates to the message, though. If you're curious, we have a link to a website that explains how bees make honey. And I like stuff like that. I got a good lesson yesterday, but if you would care to read more about it, it's available as a click. And then we have a question for you today. We alluded to a song in the message called Bees Make Honey and It Sure Tastes Good that we recall probably from the 70s, more of a children's song. And I tell you, I looked on the web. Usually you can find anything you want on the web. And I found a couple of references to it. One of them was from one of our writings 3 or 4 years ago on a similar topic. But if any of our listeners, and of course we have it for our readers as well, can tell us what the rest of that song is, we would like it. It's a song related to goodness and the fruit of the Spirit, as we recall. We think it was a program or music called The Music Machine, if that's helpful. Well, thank you again for joining us today. It is a beautiful day here in the Washington, D.C. area. We're out of the Beltway, I guess they would call it, in a beautiful wooded area. And we're just looking out as we finish and saying thank the Lord for his many blessings. Have a great day today or whenever you happen to be listening to this. It's the day that the Lord hath made. May God fill your hearts with joy today.